This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here courtesy of his own willpower and through the courtesy of his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mondora, Florida. He's been practicing telemedicine. Matter of fact, we decided last night, you and I, to do a telemedicine exchange using the big time, what is it, Zoom, I guess, or they have some kind of, like the usual, like the Zoom connections that so many doctors are using. And so many people are taking advantage of having heard Ken on this program for these many years, and they may not be able to journey, especially now. It's tough to fly or go anywhere. So you contact the office at 352-735-1400, or you can fax them at 352-735-3300 and request some time with Ken. Works that way. Pretty easy, Ken, right? And very effective, too, I think, yes. For most things where you don't have to see the patient personally. So you and I are going to have some time to do that, just to go over a lot of things that are going on as a good example of how you can use technology to help you make sure that your medical stats and charts and info is up to date. And so you, the primary care, the physician who's most interested in taking care of you, needs to be able to communicate with you, because it's your job, not his or hers, to make sure that you know what's going on in your body and you can then make decisions on what to do with your health care. So you can ask Dr. Ken through telemedicine, 352-735-1400. All right, so getting into some of the news of the week, this program is not political at all. It has the people that are on the program, i.e. Ken, and I guess I have my own political philosophies, but we've often said that politics, especially when it came to the COVID thing, ought not to enter into what it is that we do. And so, you know, you look around at some of the things that we have to live with. Our reality today, Ken, is that apparently everything, including medicine, is political. You've called my attention to the fact that the fellow, one of the fellows that's on the president-elect's transition team, is a fellow who's a, I think he's a professor at a Pennsylvania university, is he not? What is, Rahm Emanuel's brother, Rahm Emanuel was the mayor of Chicago for quite a long time. But I'm trying to remember, there's two different contexts here into which this discussion we're going to spend a few minutes on comes to the surface. Ken noticed that there was an article in the Atlantic Monthly suggesting that this fellow who's on the transition team, Mr. Emanuel, or Dr. Emanuel, whatever he is, thinks that he ought to die at the age of 75. And he, in the article, talks about what might happen if he got Alzheimer's, or he doesn't want to have Alzheimer's. So he talks about himself and what his preferences are and what he's asked his children to do in case something happens to him after 75. But you can turn it around or twist it around a little bit to think, all right, I'm 74, so what happens to me in a year?
You're done.
I mean, this may be a stretch, but still, it's something that's there. And again, medicine has now become political. We take this guy and he's talking about himself, but might this be applied to other Americans who are living longer? And what does this do to shape policy? I mean, all those questions, I suppose, you can ask, Ken.
Well, boy, this one you just couldn't hold in the box, could you?
Well, I think it's necessary to talk about it, frankly. I think the context in which it's written may be open to interpretation, but I do think that people ought to know who these folks are that are coming into the control of policy.
Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, he's the brother of Rahm Emanuel, who is the former mayor of Chicago, former, I believe, chief of staff for Bill Clinton when he was president. And Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel was considered the brains, if you will, behind Obamacare. And during the current administration, he was serving as a professor at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine as a medical ethicist.
Yeah.
Hanging out there, and now Mr. Biden has apparently chosen Zeke Emanuel to serve on the coronavirus task force that Mr. Biden is putting together. And I think it's important what you point out, that we all understand that that he has argued that it's not worth living past 75. And he's
published the argument. I'm looking at there's two articles, one in the Atlantic Monthly and there's another one in the MIT Technology Review, focusing on the argument back and forth between Emanuel and some other people from medical ethicists who have different points of view about antibiotics and vaccinations. But his argument clearly is that older Americans live too long in a diminished state. So the question that he raises is whether our consumption is worth our contribution. So what do you take from that into, you know, the realm of whose job is it to decide when you die? In my mind, it's your job to decide when you die. There are a lot of provocative arguments here one way or another. I think medical ethicism in and of itself is an arrogant, rather one-sided, usually from the people that I've come across anyway in my life who were medical ethicists. You know, he was asked in this in the MIT Technology Review whether he, because he published the issue, the article a couple of years ago, does he have any second thoughts? And he said, "Nah, I don't really have any second thoughts." If it's just under the circumstances, I don't know kind of what to make of this. But it would seem to me there were better people to put into a position. I don't know what, you know, whether he's going to have more influence, less influence. Mm-hmm. But you know what we're seeing, which we always see. Republicans do it, Democrats, and every department they retread. They bring back all of these old people who have been around before, and they come up with the same ideas. And so I guess that it would be refreshing if we could find some new ideas. Maybe we can't do that because Biden himself is a creature of 50-some-odd years in Washington, and you don't teach those guys, you know, the new stripes. So anyway, I think it's good you pointed that out, Ken. And so it goes where it goes. But
just realize that he has argued that you'll be better off if nature takes its course swiftly and promptly. And he hopes to die at 75. And that's how
if he's not well, he says, if he's not well, he hopes to die. All right. So there it is. And we get to some of the issues of the week. Ken takes his time during the week. His practice in late cardiology takes him 12, 14 hours a day, but even so, he has time to read lots of medical journals and interprets a lot of the information and the news info, too, that's around that affects us. And certainly COVID is number one still on the radar screen. So we get to many of those items as we continue on here on Good Day Health. The virus has done a number on people who are obese. Ken has talked about that. Jack has talked about it. We've talked about it on this program, my daily program that we do, the DJV show. It's all about what shape your body is in. Is your body in good shape? If you can say yes confidently, then you don't have to worry, nor should you probably spend the next 60 seconds listening to me tell you about why you need to deal with the obesity rates. If you're one of those people whose body mass index is way beyond the beyond, and you know who you are, and you know that you're more vulnerable, especially if you're older, to getting COVID and kicking the bucket. Not, you know, that may not sound like a sensitive way to put it, but that's really what's been going on. If you look at the stats from those who have died of COVID, who've really died of COVID, they've been people that were older and mostly obese, mostly way overweight. So let's do something about getting rid of the extra weight by going to toploss.com and seeing the attributes that Calitrin puts on the table. It's a huge, fabulous business that they've presented. And so if you're really serious, learning more about how to eliminate the problem by going to toploss.com would be something, you know, certainly make a lot of sense. The before and after pictures that are there, really very cool. Calitrin is a specially formulated, scientifically proven collagen protein digestive enzyme complex that will aid your body in rebuilding. Get rid of the fat, build up lean muscle. That's what happens. Choose Calitrin. It is the healthiest weight loss product on the market today, bar none. Check it all out and get connected to a counselor that will help you understand more how it can be very effective specifically for you. Calitrin at toploss.com. Make sure you use the DGB code on checkout so you don't have to pay for shipping and you get the special deals that they have. Seasonal deals, holiday deals, they're all there for you at toploss.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings rates on quick and loans, internal data, quick and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Moving back into our zone here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. So the Pfizer news is probably number one on the hit parade. I'm looking at some of the information. There's two or three different sources for this. As a matter of fact, I wonder, you probably know this. I was talking about this on the Monday through Friday program, that Pfizer didn't really develop this at all. It was developed by a company run by a husband and wife, called BioN something or other in Germany, and Pfizer got wind of it, so they funded their research. But it isn't a Pfizer discovery; it's Pfizer footing the bill and probably making most of the money.
Well,
at the end of the day,
it's a joint effort, and this is how development usually occurs in a new product, because the expertise of these two companies differ, and to do something like this as quickly as they have done it really takes an effort beyond either one of these companies alone. What happened is drug maker Pfizer and their partner BioNTech, which is a Germany company, announced that tests of their COVID-19 vaccine has shown the first scientific evidence, Doug, that it can block the coronavirus in about 90% of humans. This is huge. The results of the company's late-stage clinical trial showed that just 10% of almost 100 test subjects who tested positive for COVID-19 had received the vaccine rather than a placebo, according to an interim analysis of its third stage trial. And I think we're going to need to talk more about this.
That is more Pfizer news. I think Pfizer is very much in the frontal zone here. The volunteers, there's a story about them, how much of the vaccine is going to go to various countries right away, that sort of thing. So we'll continue with this focus on Pfizer and the vaccine as we continue here on this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Continuing along, it's the Good Day Health Doctor Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen. Reminder about the Good Day Health podcast that we have every week with Dr. Ken, an overview, a summation, if you will, of a lot of the things that Ken has found, much like what we do on this program, with additional information, a lot of research. As a matter of fact, the focus on the present Good Day Health podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com is a question about how we are addicted and why we're so addicted to negativity and how that affects our mindset, affecting our body and all of that stuff. So Ken has that plus lots of updates on COVID and magic mushrooms too in the podcast that's on the air right now. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you find it or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, meanwhile, back to the Pfizer Ranch, P-F-I-Z-E-R. If you want to look up what's going on, do a little research on your own. You don't know the company, they're pretty well known. I think they're one of the big drug companies, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Big. All right, so what other data do you want us to...
People know Lipitor, Norvasc. These are some of their cardiology medicines from two decades ago. Well-known, very large company in many different areas. But more on this major breakthrough this week. The vaccine that they announced, and it's the first one that's been announced to be effective in the late stage, in the stage 3 test, now of almost 40,000 people. It's a 2-dose vaccine. It provides protection beginning 7 days after the second dose and 28 days after the initial dose of the vaccine. And the company's said they will seek emergency use authorization. This is the EUA you hear a lot about now, from the FDA soon after the required safety milestone is achieved, which is now expected to be soon as next week. And as you recall, for new vaccines, the FDA about a month ago put this extra 2-month time milestone to get through, which created the end of the race to be about the end of November for looking at safety. So there's an extra 2 months of safety review that is going into this new vaccine added that is not normally put in for a new vaccine. And it looks like it's quite effective. And so far, we haven't heard any safety issues. And we'll hear this firmly at the end of November. And my crystal ball is that by the end of December, they will get their EUA, emergency use authorization, and the first people will be getting it. And then by the next month, by the end of January, the people who will be first in line will be people in nursing homes, people like myself, and this is not self-serving, but healthcare workers, and also people who are at a high risk of getting severe COVID-19 will be right behind this first two group, the elderly, the people immune suppressed, and they'll be second in line. And we should talk about some of the amazing distribution challenges to getting this this vaccine out, because it has to stay at a minus 80 degree temperature. And this plan for getting this distributed is quite interesting. And maybe we'll have a second to talk about how this is going to be distributed and keeping it so cold.
Well, I think there's other stuff here in terms of what to expect and where it's going. I see that a number of countries in Europe are going to get the vaccine. Maybe that's because of the German connection with these folks that have actually developed it. Or maybe they're bolder than we are. A lot of people getting it. When they get it, we'll talk about that. And some of the results with the volunteers who took the Pfizer vaccine as we continue here. It's COVID City. On Good Day Health, Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Sale alert at Banana Republic Factory. Take up to 75% off everything, plus an extra 40% off. Save on comfy faves like cozy sweaters, soft hoodies, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. The Friends and Family event's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 50% off everything right now. Plus, shop new doorbusters, including our Gap logo crew neck sweatshirt, from $20. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com, now through November 12th.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Great deals on the hottest brands.
Staples has this year's must-have gifts for working or learning from home.
Like Apple AirPods, great for video conferences or online classes.
And now at Staples, Apple AirPods Pro are just $194. You save $55.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Get the most wonderful deals on gifts this holiday at Staples.
Ends 11/14. In-store only. Limit 2. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump continues to challenge the election results in several states and was handed a win in court on Thursday when a Pennsylvania appellate court agreed with his campaign's lawyer and ordered that a pool of mail-in ballots where the voter did not provide ID by the deadline could not be counted. The judge also rebuked Secretary of State Kathy Bulkfar, saying that she did not have the authority to change the deadline for ID days before the election. The campaign still has more filings in the state and believes a ruling in their favor could change the outcome. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany told Fox News that there are still many questions about the handling of mail-in ballots.
We want to take a look and say, hey, what went on here? Were you counting votes that didn't have signatures? We have affidavits, and we want answers. And we certainly think the vote totals could change. The president is still fighting for a second term here, and this litigation will shed some light and pull back the curtains on some of the things that were going on.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The rising number of coronavirus cases across the country has health officials worriedly looking for ways to contain the spread, especially with the upcoming holidays. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is asking people to make some sacrifices in their Thanksgiving celebrations. He tells CNN that taking a few steps could help keep infections out of your holidays.
Wear your face coverings, because I want to make sure, even if we make sacrifices this Thanksgiving and Christmas, those sacrifices are for a reason, so that everybody you want to be with will be here for next Thanksgiving.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot had a similar message for her city Thursday. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The city of Chicago on Thursday announced a 30-day stay-at-home order to take effect next week as Illinois and other states across the country are experiencing a rapid surge in COVID-19 cases. Chicago residents being asked to leave their homes for essential activities such as school or grocery shopping and not hold gatherings with anyone outside the person's immediate household and to avoid all non-essential travel. Mayor Lightfoot was dancing in the streets after the media declared Joe Biden as president on Saturday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. set another record high number of new cases Wednesday with more than 140,000 recorded. It was the ninth straight day that new cases topped 100,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Into the second half hour of this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be along to pass along some of the important news. Some of it's good, some of it, well, maybe it would be nicer. I've said many times on the air this week, Ken, when you look at the stats and you see the people who are affected, what really, you know, I'm not for closing down the economy. I was against it pretty much at the beginning. I wavered a little, but then I've come back to thinking that we've gone way overboard. And the selfishness of Americans and people around the world who will not wear masks, because as far as I can see from any kind of scientific data, things, studies that have been done here, there, and everywhere, if you wear a mask, you really cut the reality of this thing spreading by, what is it, 80% or something. If everybody's wearing a mask, we would have 80% less of the problem than we do. So it's just we've become very selfish. That's not a medical thing. It's just my observation. Wear a mask, please.
And social distance.
Yeah, right.
Which is probably even more important.
Yeah. All right, so the Pfizer, back to the Pfizer thing, the trials, the number of people who are going to get it. Europe's going to get it before we're going to get it.
No, that's not true. That's not true. They're making plenty of it. And
when's it going to be available again? You said you were talking about first response.
Well, they have to have the safety data released, and the FDA added that extra 2 months of safety monitoring, and that comes at the end of November.
Is that because some of the volunteers who took the virus, the trial, got severe headaches or hangovers, or whatever.
That's not why. Here's where the argument is. Some will say that it was all politics so that the outcome would come after the election. There's a lot of people who will say that, and then others will say that the FDA just wanted to be extra cautious and add that extra 2 months of monitoring.
All right. So it doesn't, but there were people who were saying that they felt badly, but I guess the question would be, would you rather have the feelings of a severe hangover, let's say, than get the flu? It would seem to me that that would be perfect.
In any vaccine, there's going to be some mild degree, some segment will have a mild degree of feeling a little bit of illness. It's usually lasts this short term, 24, 48 hours at most. And I think that's all you've seen in some of the people. I know a number of people who have participated, and clearly they, after hearing their response, they didn't get the placebo, but most of the response was over in 20 or 48 hours, whoever have gotten a little bit of a reaction.
All right.
And all of them uniformly have told me they're glad they did it. I was talking to a male nurse just a couple of days ago who was in the Moderna study in your backyard, and the way he describes it, clearly he got not the placebo, and he had for about 36 hours a low-grade fever and then felt fine. But subsequent to that, he has felt great, and he was
I've heard from some people this week who have taken that shingles vaccine that the aftermath of that is much worse than any COVID vaccine.
Yes.
Makes you really sick really sick.
Well, I've had it. It didn't make me really sick. But that vaccine is about as potent in terms of, the acute short-term illnesses as any of them. But, in some people, yes. But I took both doses. And, you feel a little lousy for a short period of time. But compared to getting herpes.
Shingles, and
the long-term effects, it's nothing.
So I'd
be more scared of the virus than I am of the vaccine.
All right. Let me just go down the street for a second before we go back to COVID, because I've had shingles. I've had Epstein-Barr. I've had mumps, measles, whatever. They're all related, the same basic virus. And I will tell you, the shingles, you ought to do anything you can to keep yourself from getting it. It is one of the most miserable experiences I ever had in my life.
But you still can get the vaccine. But that means you still need the vaccine, because just because you've had it once doesn't mean you can't get it again. And having it had the illness doesn't mean that you should not have the vaccine.
No, I think because that stuff never leaves your body. Right.
Correct.
It's always, once you get it through mono or whatever,
you get it through chicken pox as a child.
But mono is related to it too, is it not?
It's
a virus that's mono.
It's the chicken pox virus that's reactivated from the nerve cells.
Right. All right, let's go back to...
that's an important point. If you've had herpes zoster, that doesn't mean you shouldn't get Shingrix vaccine, and two doses you need within 6 months.
And is that the same with the pneumonia vaccine? You and I have talked about that. I had one shot, and then I haven't gotten another one, and I don't know...
The pneumonia is one shot.
Oh, it is? I thought it was...
You get a boost. Some people will get a booster later on, years later.
Once you have it, you're okay. I think those are the kind of vaccines we all need, especially as we get a little bit older.
And tetanus.
So, yeah. All right, let's go back to COVID.
Please.
And please, I'd rather not, but we kind of have to here. In another bit of research that you found, the report on patients who have various symptoms.
Can I just talk a little bit about the cold storage issue? Because I think this is kind
of
cool.
Of the vaccine.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. Because it's based on this novel technology that uses synthetic mRNA to activate the immune system against the virus. You know, normally these vaccines, we put in proteins in your body, and those are the antibodies that fight it. But this is new technology. It's amazing. We don't put in the vaccine the actual protein antibodies. We put in the blueprint to make the antibodies. Synthetic mRNA is the vaccine, and this is the blueprint that teaches the immune system or stimulates the immune system to make the antibodies. So this is brand new technology, but it needs to be kept at minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit or below. Wow. And they'll use dry ice to transport the frozen vaccine vials by both air and land at their recommended temperatures for up to 10 days. Then the state and local health care providers are responsible for storing and administering the vaccine once delivered. It can be kept at the ultra-low temperature freezer for up to 6 months or for 5 days at 2 to 8 degrees, which is where most refrigerators are.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or you can strap it to the outside of a plane at 45,000 feet.
It will work. I think the transportation issues, you know, are of concern, but we're going to overcome this. Don't be misled by the fact that, you know, getting to third world countries where there's no electricity, that's going to be an issue. But those of us listening right now, you're going to be able to get the vaccine.
All right. Up next, symptoms. I think this is an all COVID show I'm figuring time out here, but that's all right. Here's a way for you to take care of. You heard me talking earlier, as I often do, about Calitrin and how to lose weight, keep your body in shape. But what are you doing for your brain? How are you taking care of? Are you making sure you take care of your brain? There's a dietary supplement called Prevagen, Prevagan. That is all natural. It's a brain health supplement. A lot of research has been done on the ingredients here. And so that's why I'm happy to tell you that you should be adding this to your daily routine. I do it every single morning. I put Prevagen and at night. It's full of vitamin D, and that's really good for your brain. And when you have a healthy brain, you got a better life. No question about that. Improve your short-term memory with this proven natural brain health supplement. Prevagen. Think of your brain as part of your body. Hello, duh, it is. So let's keep it in shape the way you're keeping your body in shape. Add Prevagen to your daily routine. Improve your age-related cognitive impairments. If you have them, get Prevagen. Even if you don't, you can ward them off. Healthier brain, better life with Prevagen.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. Who doesn't love saving money on purchases, especially with the year we've had? And it's never been easier with the Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. You already know about SlickDeals.net, the largest social platform for scoring deals wherever you shop. And with the Slick Deals browser extension, you can get early access to Slick Deals' best of web deals, as vetted and voted on by its community of more than 12 million users. No more hunting for coupon codes, as the Slick Deals browser extension automatically finds and applies the best codes whenever you check out, all to save you money on purchases. Access exclusive coupons from hundreds of stores, set up a deal alert from anywhere on the web, and a whole lot more. With the free money-saving Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge, enable it today at slickdeals.net/radio. That's slickdeals.net/radio.
Dr. Ken Kronau's here with me, Doug Steffen, kind of a genius when it comes to medical information. So the symptoms that are being presented by people? Are they better? Are they worse? Or we just know more about the symptoms, Ken?
Well, I think what you're referring to is this report this week in abdominal radiology that one in six COVID-19 patients only have gastrointestinal symptoms. And though COVID-19, it usually calls to mind the common symptoms such as fever and cough, at least 16% of infected patients have only gastrointestinal symptoms. Kind of interesting. Though COVID-19 gastrointestinal symptoms vary widely, they include loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and generalized abdominal pain.
All right, so then how does that present? Is it upset stomach? You said diarrhea. Is this with people who are heavy? Does it make a difference what your weight is when it comes to this problem?
You mean what the presenting symptom is?
Yeah.
The weight is means you're at higher risk of getting severe COVID-19. But why one presents usually with shortness of breath, cough, and fever, as opposed to why one presents only with a gastrointestinal symptom, we don't yet understand that. But the key is realizing that you can have gastrointestinal symptoms only and still have COVID-19. So that needs to be in the thought right now until we all get vaccinated as a possible cause of your unexplained gastrointestinal symptoms. You know, if you just ate that incredibly spoiled yogurt early in the day,
your stomach is doing that.
And you can't stay out of the bathroom. I won't get any more clinical than that. You don't have to think COVID-19. You know, there's an old saying in medicine, when you hear hoofbeats, don't think in the middle of the night, don't think of zebras. You know, common things occur commonly. So if there's an explanation easily for your gastrointestinal symptoms, don't think you have COVID-19. But if they're totally unexplained, that needs to be in the possibilities.
Yeah. All right. So now let's talk about the patients who've had the physical effects, but also developing mental effects with this.
Yeah, this is a little concerning. And this is the continued mind-brain body connection and how COVID-19 fits into it, published this week in Lancet Psychiatry. Big study. Many COVID-19 survivors, Doug, are likely to be at greater risk of developing mental illness. This is a large study of 62,000 cases of COVID-19. And they found that 20% of those infected with the coronavirus are diagnosed with a psychiatric disorder within 90 days. Anxiety, depression, and insomnia are most common among recovered COVID-19 patients who develop mental health problems. There's also significantly higher risk of dementia. This is a brain impairment condition. The study also found that people with a pre-existing mental illness were 65% more likely to be diagnosed with COVID-19 than those without. So this is really concerning. We really have to be aware of this. And just another reason to wear your mask and socially distance.
Yeah. One of the things, we have a quick moment here. The FDA has authorized Eli Lilly to continue working on their antibody treatment. It could be used for emergencies. Is that the stuff that Trump took?
Yes, that's the therapeutics. And those will be important until we're vaccinated. But once we're vaccinated, hopefully we won't have to be concerned about therapeutics. But they'll still be there. And the monoclonal antibodies, the one from Regeneron, which President Trump got, and the one from Eli Lilly, these will be important.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this is a great program and lots of information here to help people understand what's going on, the treatments, the causes, the cures, how do you keep yourself from getting it, all part of our focus here on Good Day Health. With Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology in Mardura, Florida. You can connect with him by going on the telemedicine route. Dial up his office, get Ken to spend a half hour or an hour with you to sort of get to the bottom line with a lot of things that are going on in all of our lives with our health and well-being. He's a perfect sounding board, very credible, and kind of fun to talk to, actually. 352-735-1400 for Ken at Lake Cardiology. Set up a time when you can get on the Zoom with him, and let's talk about what's going on with you. 352-735-1400. Okay, questions on the continuing focus or the use of e-cigarettes and why it is that people don't get the message here, how bad they are. Is it people aren't paying attention or they don't think it's going to be me? You know, this is for everybody else. It's not for me. I use them and I'm fine.
All of the above. And we're learning from the American Heart Association scientific sessions, which is held annually and this year amazingly virtually, that one of three people who vape, Doug, have one or more of five symptoms associated with damage to the lungs or respiratory tract. These symptoms include cough, shortness of breath, nausea, stomach pain, and chest pain. People who use disposable e-cigarettes are less likely to suffer these symptoms, indicating that part of the problem comes from experimentation with unregulated ingredients and untested devices.
All right, let's go to your specialty, which is cardiology. and to focus on statins, something that I'm now paying a lot of attention to because you've got me on a statin, sort of a low-dose statin. What do they do where I guess you and I would be considered older? I still think of my... Of course I do. I think of myself as middle-aged. So when I get older, how will statins help me and everybody else who may be at risk for heart disease?
Well, this is encouraging news for those who are considered older adults. And in this study, that was 75 years and older.
That's even much older than you and I are.
Because it proved that the benefits are at least as much as what young people get from these cholesterol-lowering medications and plaque-stabilizing drugs that lower the risk dramatically for heart attacks and strokes. And originally, they've been out in studies since the mid to late 1980s, but they were in younger people. And this is now finally showing that even the older adults, 75 and older, get the same benefits to reduce the risk of heart attack, stroke, and heart disease.
All right, more in the heart department. I notice, and I guess somebody else has come up with the same idea, because I'm looking at this question about diet drinks and how bad they are for your heart. What do they do with the sugary drinks? Do they rot your brain? What do the sugary drinks do to your heart? Is the question, bottom line.
Well, we know that sugary drinks are no good for the heart, for your good health. Just refined white sugar is just so pro-inflammatory to the body. It just wreaks havoc. It should be a treat, but from head to toe. But the news I think that you're referring to that was out a few weeks ago was that diet soda is no better than regular soda for heart health. So these two should be treats.
Right.
And that was what the news was.
But remember when they first came out, when you see diet this and diet that, and special products like Tab? My sister became addicted to Tab, and she said, well, it's much better for me because it doesn't have sugar. No. And there's something they put in these drinks, Ken, that's habit-forming, don't they?
Well, people like the taste of some of them, and they feel that there's zero calories, and they're, fooling their bodies and having a nice treat with no calories and not putting any weight on. So it sounds like ideal, but it's like what I've mentioned to you over the years. Intuition is not always right. You have to test these things and see what happens because it's unpredictable.
Well, I mean, in this circumstance, what I remember you talking about in terms of drinking diet soda raises the risk of stroke, dementia. You can't lose weight on it. It's just nonsense. And so this is a point. I'm in the advertising business, so I don't want to denigrate advertising because it works well. It's convinced people of something that's not true in this case at all, right?
Yes, it's sugary drinks or artificially sweetened drinks have a higher risk of stroke and heart disease than those who avoid all of these drinks, and that was the point of the study.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, food for thought, if you will. Dr. Ken is here, and you can always, as I said, reach him at Lake Cardiology in Florida, 352-735-1400. You can reach us every week here at this time. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken at 59 past the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.